Hej och varmt välkomna till veckans tipsavsnitt. Den här veckan får ni tips av Yomi Abiola, grundare av The Fem League, en medieplattform och ett community som jobbar med att stötta avancemanget av kvinnor och ser på jämställdhet ur ett holistiskt perspektiv. Hon har också varit fotomodell och ansiktet utåt för Maybelline och startade även Stand Up for Fashion för att prata om vilket socialt ansvar modeindustrin har. På söndag släpps som vanligt ett långt avsnitt med henne där vi fördjupar oss i det här. Och tills dess så får ni njuta av hennes väldigt bra tips till er. Och eftersom Yomi inte pratar svenska så blir det här också det första avsnittet på engelska. Okay, so we say hi and welcome to Yomi Abiola, former model. How do we say a feminist activist, or what do we call you?
I call myself a media entrepreneur these days.
Media entrepreneur these days, founder of Fem League.
Yeah, I call myself the founder of the Fem League.
Yeah. And we have just recorded a long, very interesting episode with you. But this is your short episode where you are supposed to give three career tips to the women that are listening.
Okay, so three career tips. Look at your life holistically, not just where do I want to be in this career, but where do I want to be in my life 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now.
Not just work, like children,
partner,
houses, partner,
country, pace.
Tip number two.
That's number one. Okay. Tip number two. No is a complete sentence.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah.
You can just say no too.
You can just say no.
Yeah.
You can just say no.
Do you think women have a hard time saying no?
Yep. Yep. You can just say no. And to add to that, you don't have to give a response as soon as you're asked for something or asked a question.
No.
You can also say, I'll get back to you.
Let me think about it.
Let me think about it.
Yeah. That's number two. Yeah. And number three.
Number three is, and this is one that was taught to me by one of my teachers, when you settle for less, you end up getting less than what you settled for.
When so you always settle for less, aim higher. Or
When you settle for less, you end up getting less than what you settled for.
Can you give an example?
When you make choices from fear, when you're like, oh, I'm going to settle for, in this instance, I'm going to settle for less salary or less money because they might go with somebody else.
Mm.
You end up being overworked and undercompensated.
Mm. That's the result of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And you also, I'm going to give you the question if you have any role models.
I do. One of my role models is Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah, the big O.
Yeah. And why is that?
Because she constantly surrounds herself with teachers. She is dedicated to growth. She's dedicated to advancement. She's dedicated to having impact and to sharing with others. And what she has created has had ripple effects. Has had ripple effects, and I really respect that.
And people should listen to your episode that comes on Sunday. And why should they listen to your episode? What do you think?
People should listen to my episode to gain an expanded perspective of what is available for women and how we can truly advance, not just individually, but collectively and as a community.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Och tusen tack till alla er som lyssnat på veckans tipsavsnitt. Ha en fortsatt grym vecka, så hörs vi på söndag igen.